Of course, he's with Stern, AG, and Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And maybe a comment to start things on Whirlpool.
Yeah, in fact, Whirlpool ties right into the main number that came out this morning economically. We get the durable goods number this morning. Of course, that's stuff that's manufactured and intended to last three or more years. And, of course, that's kind of the core of our manufacturing activity in our listing area here. And those numbers were pretty good this morning. The street was expecting durable goods to rise about 1.8%. They were up 3.3%. If you take out transportation orders, which is always distorted by aircraft orders, it was expected to only be up 0.2. It was up 2.9, so that's a very good number. And then let's bring it down to the local level. Whirlpool announced earnings this morning, and they were better than expected, but kind of troubling when you dissect them. They did have a higher-than-expected quarterly profit. They beat Wall Street's expectations, but they did it on flat sales and on cost controls. And, of course, what do we know about cost controls in this market here because of what's happened to the refrigeration plant here? Their sales were only up about a half a percent, so very marginally small improvement there. Procter & Gamble, of course, the giant that sells every kind of consumer goods you can imagine, reporting, once again, a pretty good quarter, but they sales were only up about 2%. And then the CEO said, quote, focusing specifically on the U.S., I would say it's choppy. So they continue to look to international markets to improve better than the U.S. markets. And Brinker, and I love some of these ticker symbols, Bill. The ticker symbol for Brinker is EAT, EAT. And they're the company that operates Chili's and other things. But their sales, once again, I mean, their profits beat estimates. But if you dissect it, once again, go below the headline, a little bit disconcerting because their Chili's, which is their flagship chain, same-store sales were down 5%. So people still, I guess, eating at less expensive places. Now, on the bigger front, we keep talking about this, is that next week we have not only the election, of course, which is going to be huge. People will be watching it. The market will be watching it. But beginning on February the 2nd, the same day as the election, and concluding on February the 3rd, the Fed will be having one of its two-day meetings. And at 1:15 our time on Wednesday the 3rd, the day after the election, the Fed is going to announce what they're going to do about what we call QE2, quantitative easing second round. The market's expecting they're going to announce purchases of Treasury securities of about $500 billion. But the Wall Street Journal this morning, and they did not disclose their sources, say that it'll be much smaller than that. It'll be, quote, a few hundred billion dollars over several months. They talk about a measured approach. And so we'll see what happens there. The market's going to be very disappointed if the QE2 number isn't quite vibrant. And then here's an interesting, you wonder why interest rates are so low. U.S. firms sitting on almost $1 trillion in cash. If you take non-financial firms that take out the banks and et cetera, they're sitting on $943 billion of cash in short-term investments. And, of course, they're hesitant to invest it in plant equipment and hire people. And it's interesting, if you look at who the biggest holders of cash are, here are the top four. Cisco, sitting on $40 billion of cash. Microsoft, $37 billion in cash. Google, $30 billion in cash. And Oracle, almost $24 billion in cash. So it's interesting that the top four are all technology companies, and in fact, over a fifth of that total cash sitting on corporate balance sheets right now is represented by technology companies, and they're hoarding it. They're not spending it.
Going back to those restaurants that are trying to do business, and they have to raise their rates because of the food costs, so they're kind of getting whipsawed in there, having to change that menu every now and then, raise the prices, and the customer having problems spending that much money going out to eat.
Well, that's true, and I think what you're going to see is a lot of places will choose to alter, I hope not, but I think they'll alter the size and the quality of what they're serving instead of raising prices because it's less obvious. In fact, I read one article this morning by a guy that was buying coffee, and he noticed that it said, same great taste, and then when he looked at the quantity of the coffee in the can, it was a smaller quantity at the same price.
Got to be watchful, don't you?
You bet.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor, Stern, AG & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. The number to call, 479-782-2527. Always a pleasure to talk with John. And really, truthfully, you can spend some time with him. You can learn a lot and maybe help you with your finances. John Taylor at sternag.com is the web address. John Taylor at sternag.com.